I think Father Rick has a little teaching for us tonight.
Yeah, I think we're well aware of the fact that there's a lot of evil in our world right now. It's easy for us to kind of wonder why God doesn't do something. But I think we want to operate on the idea that God would just punish all the bad people, the world would be wonderful, and then we'd go about our way. But the reality is that it's not the bad people, it's the evil spirit. Because no matter how bad human beings get, God still wants them with Him. We know, as our faith goes on, that we're supposed to love God with all our heart, mind, strength, will, and what have you. But one of the things that we sometimes hear, and I don't know if we understand it correctly, is having the fear of God in us. Every time I hear that phrase, I think of these old movies where there's some guy that lives in some cabin out in the woods with his family, and he's a nasty son of a gun, and his kid says no to him, he's not going to chop wood anymore, and the guy pulls off his belt and says, "Well, I'm going to whip into you the fear of the Lord," you know, and he beats the kid. That is not what we mean by fear of the Lord. And a lot of fundamentalists kind of believe in that. We need to understand that God is ready to knock us into hell at the first drop of a bad attitude or what have you. And that's not what God is talking about. He says this, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. He wants us to understand that when we have a real understanding, or real knowledge, I should say, of who God is, then we'll have a much better understanding of what God is doing in our world. And I think we have to understand that God calls us to love Him under all circumstances. And He wants us to do God's will. He wants us to be good people. The thing that He wants to get across to us is that He wants us to be afraid. Not afraid of God, but afraid for ourselves. That if we don't truly love God, we are hurting ourselves, because God really loves us. And we should be, above all else, afraid of hurting God by our actions. People have good parents. They may do as little kids bad things, but after a while, it is hope that they mature enough that they recognize that I don't want to hurt my parent by getting caught cheating or stealing or doing something that's wrong. I don't want my parents to believe that I don't really love them or care about them, and I want to do what's best. Not because it's just best for me, but because I want, in a sense, I want them to be proud of me and to know that I'm a good person and I love them, and I don't want to do things that will bring them sadness. That's the fear that we have of not loving our parents. And this is the same thing, that the fear of God is that as much as God loves us, we will act and behave in a way that says, I don't love God, and I really don't care about Him. Sometimes you, again, I've mentioned this before, I think, that people who follow some very, very fundamentalist religions really believe that if they say they love God, they're free to do whatever they want. That they can even sin, because if they choose God as their Savior, they can do everything and God's going to forgive it, and they go straight to heaven. That's not the way it is. When we read the scriptures, we know that people lived in such a way that God sent the flood, because he says they have to learn that they can't live that way. He did that to change their hearts. Sodom and Gomorrah, he did the same thing, that they have to understand that they can't live that way. And that it was an invitation by both of those things that they might have to look within themselves and say, what am I to do? How am I called to live? And so as we live out our day-to-day life, it is that we come along and say, however my life goes, I always want to do the thing that shows that I love God, and I open myself up to what God is going to do in my life. We have to understand that God has one goal, and that is, in loving us, he wants to bring us into heaven. But he has the whole world to work with. So sometimes, in order to achieve that, he may ask of us difficult things. Looking over the saints, many of them were martyrs. I'm sure there were a few people that prayed to become martyrs. They wanted to die for Christ, which is fine. But I think we have to understand that probably a lot more of them were martyred and really didn't want that. But because of their love for God, they opened themselves up to the fact that I may be called to give my life. And if this is what God wants, I'm ready to do that. We have to understand that many times God invites us into suffering. He invites us to situations that we don't like, situations that drive us up or creates tremendous sadness or puts us in difficult situations. Sometimes we may slip into the thought that God is punishing me for not being a very good person. But that's not really necessarily the cause. I'm sure that sometimes because of our own stupidity, we get into difficulties which we bring about on ourselves. But there are other times that God, yes, gives us what we call the cross, not because he's angry with us, not because he's mad, because God has one attitude towards every human being, and that is that he loves them. And he does not pull out the belt to beat us because he's angry. He wants us to understand, and he wants to embrace us in his love, no matter who we are, no matter what we've done. And he wants to build within us this understanding that we should, above all things, understand that this God who loves us so immensely that he came and died for us, that we in no way want to hurt him by our failures and our weaknesses. Even when bad things come our way, that may not necessarily have anything to do with us. It may have to be something that God allows because the world needs it. Time and time again, when people may suffer or they have terrible situations, and we remain faithful to God and loving him and serving him, it is because he takes that and uses it in the world that needs to understand what God is about. That is to bring change. But we have to open ourselves up to that. We live with are the problems of people interacting with people. They're mean and nasty, and sometimes we'd like to get into their face. And that's not really what God wants. What he would like for us to do is to live our lives as best we can and to forsake all kind of foolishness that runs in our world, because it doesn't accomplish anything. And he says this, whoever corrects the arrogant earns insults. God is saying to his people is, if you have some arrogant son of a gun that's doing whatever, and you go out and confront him and say, you know, why do you do that? It's not going to do anything. All they're going to do is call you names. Sometimes they'll write it in your yard or on your car or in your house. I mean, when we confront people who are arrogant, they believe that they are right. They are the thing that should turn the world in the right direction. That is their direction. And to confront them and to think that our few words are going to change them isn't going to do anything. What we need to do is understand that we have to pray for those kind of people, not confront them, because it only creates more and more tension. They need to have a change of heart, not hard words, so that they'll think differently. They don't. All they do is come over and punch in the mouth. Also, he says, whoever reproves the wicked incurs hatred. Again, this is the simple confrontation. You can't go up to a thief and say, I'll give the money back and go on your way. They'll probably shoot you, because that kind of stuff doesn't have any effect. When we see that kind of stuff, what God really wants us to do is to pray for them. We want to pray for them so that they can, in the grace of God, come to understand the fear of God. Because they don't have the fear of God. They don't have the fear of anything. Because they are so arrogant, they are so stuck on themselves, they are so caught up in their own righteousness, that they don't care. They just don't care. And God is reminding us that that's not what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be people that care. And so when we go out and love God, which we should do, we also need to have this fear of maybe, say, loving God in the wrong way. And by that, I mean, if I'm a good person, I can go do this and God's going to touch them and change their hearts and they're going to be on the right path. And that's a kind of arrogance on our own part. We have to maybe serve by example. We may say a kind word to them. But if we think that by confronting evil on their terms, so to speak, that something good is going to happen, it's not. We have to confront evil with good, not with retaliation, not with evil, not with hatred, but with an understanding that there are people that need the grace of God. This is the last thing I'm going to say, because it was funny, I thought. They had this lady in their neighborhood, and these people love to hit the lakes and the rivers with their boat. And they had this big monstrous boat in their yard. They had a driveway and they kept it in their driveway. And this person hated it. And she would come over and create all kinds of problems. Beat on the boat and set their grass on fire. Just do all kinds of nasty things so that they would get rid of this boat. The people said, it's our boat. Finally, she got their little city, not city, but their community group together to come and say, well, can you tell them to put up a fence to hide it? And they said, well, maybe that's readable. So they wrote a little thing up and changed the law and put it out there that people who have whatever need to cover it, need to keep it out of sight of people. The people complied. They moved their boat to the back and they put up this nice 7-foot fence. And they painted it with a big boat on the front of it.